I don't know why it's bounce.
Over what we learnt last week. We learned last week about pets in the house. A person's got his own animals. So we said that normally the halach is like this: any animal which is not used to you, it doesn't come back naturally to yourself as soon as you come to it, that's not called trapped. And therefore, to bring such an animal into your house is a problem. So the wash, hamster, guinea pig, the mice, all these things, once you open the cage, they've got a chance to run out, they'll run out, the mice, they're happy to run out, they won't stay with you, they're not happy to stay with you, they're happy to go out. So the chayra, that is a problem. If you open the cage door and the animal's got a chance to run out now, it's not called traps. So to close that cage door now is trapping, and that's the problem, that's what we said. So we spoke about when you want to feed them, what do you want to do when you want to feed them? So if you want to feed such an animal like that, the best way to do it is to make sure it's never ever got its food. That means you open the cage very slightly, the door of the cage very slightly, and you block it still in such a way that it's never got a chance to run out. That was completely trapped. And therefore, then you can put your food inside, do whatever you have to do inside. Or some people have got like a double door. It's also an interesting agency out this problem. You've got a double door. So you go through one door, let's say you open one door, you go in, and then the door closes behind you, and then you go into another door, open it, and you go into the cage. There's no problem, because the animal's trapped. It can't run out. It's got one door that's closed. That would be an agency of how to do it. That's for birds as well. The same one with the bird cage, yeah? You've got the same budgies and things like that. And these things are about to go out very easily, so you have to be careful when you do it. Yeah, that's more or less what we said last time. I was trying to think what else we said. That was the thing. We said you can get a goy and ask them to feed your animals. That's also no problem. If a person really has got a problem, he can't open it. He's allowed to get a non-Jew, for example, to do that. Okay. Let's come on to the ancient halachas today, actually. And that is fish in an aquarium, or, you know, fish bowl. And you've got some problem with the fish. So let's just go through for a moment, a little bit like a dom first before we start. Minat Torah, the Issur of Seder, is only in the following cases. One is, it's minoy nitzot. The animal is a sort of animal which is normal to trap. That means either you want the meat, it's normal to trap it, to eat the meat. You want the skin, but you want to play with. So rabbits, things like that, is a guinea pig, what you want that. That is a minoy nitzot. It's a type of animal that's commonly trapped for a purpose. That is also in a turkey. Then you've got number two, is it has to be, you want to trap, you want it for a purpose. Then it must be number three, is in order to make it also in a turkey, it must be in a confined area. It has to be very confined that it's considered that it's trapped, it's considered so not able to move out that it's considered trapped. Obviously, a cow is obviously much easier to catch than a little mouse. So a little mouse where is obviously a much more confined area than a cow. But yeah, everyone's different. And then number four is interesting. It has to be a healthy animal. The Issur in Torah is only if the animal is healthy. Now, the animal can run away. So that Issur is Issur in Torah. That's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. And Shin Tes Zayin Siv Beis. Shulchan Aruch says, and Shin Tes Zayin Siv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hatsot Svi Yoshav Osumah. If someone catches a deer which is sleeping or blind, that means it's a healthy animal. If someone catches that, chayav, he's chayav, then it's a matur. The Mishnah Berurah explains that because as soon as you go near it, it wakes up and will run. So that's not called trap, even though it's sleeping now. Yeah, but the Maaseh, as soon as you come near it, it'll run away, and therefore that is a problem with tzot. Chiger or chayleh, if it's lame, or it's ill, or it's zokin, or it's very old. Now here's an interesting potter. It's awesome and rabbon to do, but you're not chayav. Now the question is why? It can't run away really. It's really considered a trap, it should be really. Yeah, certainly if it's lame, it can't run away. Or if it's the other one, it's an ill one. Yeah, or it's very old, it can't run away. Sorry, what should be the problem with that? So Mishnah Berurah explained very interesting. The man says the reason why it's midrabon over here. Potter aval osa. It's osa midrabon to catch this animal. So this is a gazela. If we rely to catch this animal, which is really a good animal when it's healthy, now, to catch it now when it's not feeling so well is awesome drabonim. If we're scared in another time when it's healthy, you might do the same thing. But an animal which is naturally slow, let's say, I don't know what, for example, a tortoise, A tortoise is naturally slow. That means even if you're not used to it, but the mice, it doesn't go fast. That's considered trapped. And therefore, to pick up, well, there's a problem with books, as we said, the mice there, but trapping a tortoise, watch the tortoise was walking out in the garden, goes into a little cage, and you close the cage door, that's no problem whatsoever. Why? Because a tortoise is considered trapped. Since a tortoise doesn't run very fast, it can't go very fast, that's considered trapped. For example, other examples are besides tortoises, a snail, a worm. These things are all very slow-moving animals, and therefore there's no problem in catching one. I'm saying you can't touch them. Robbie's already mentioned last time, there's a problem with muxa. You can't actually touch them, you can't handle them, but there's no issue of, what do you call it, of seder.
You can still get quite 24 hours. You limit them to that specific cage, and that's it.
It's true, but the mice, though, when you go near them, if you go near it, the animal can't move very fast.
No, it's fine, you didn't put it in the cage for 24 hours.
That's true. But I don't even look at what's going to happen in 24 hours. Look at it now. When you're near it, is it in a state of being, when you walk near it, you're allowed to walk near it, there's no one walking near it on shutters. Is it now considered trapped? It is really, because you could just pick up one note.
Well,
so that makes it not perfect called nitzer. That's called already, in this matter, it's already considered trapped.
Only if it's yours or anyone.
There's no saver. I'm saying mux is wrong. I must say, I said many years ago, it's very interesting, actually, I was in Blackpool Zoo. Blackpool Aquarium. Now, there, one of the highlights of Blackpool Aquarium is that they've got, what's it called, sharks. Swimming in the water there. So I remember there was a guy there who was giving a whole talk about what was going on there. So he was a big bald guy, actually, since he knew it all. Anyway, at the end, he puts up a question. He says, anyone wants to ask any questions? You can ask a question. At the time, I was a bit embarrassed. I didn't ask him anything. I went up to him, and I thought I had a Vivaldi Kasha, actually. I thought it was a brilliant question. I went up to him, so I hope you know my Kasha question. He said, yeah. Fire away, he says, anyone ask? He says, so I thought I'd catch him out, actually. I said, you know, it's interesting. In this pool over here, you've got sharks swimming with other fish. I said, I can't understand. How come the sharks don't eat the other fish?
They're hungry.
Well, he's throwing something in. They eat it quite well. So he said to me, I'm really good. I mean, he didn't say this in this way, but he said to me, I'll tell you what happens. This is how he said to me, more or less. He said to me, it happens to be that sharks have the best immune system in the fish world. It happens to be, he says, that sharks only are very lazy. They don't like running after their food. He says, it happens to be that sharks are very attracted to blood. So he said, what happens normally is, any fish that's diseased, it's gone wrong in the water, normally it swims very slowly, and it's got blood coming out of it, the shark goes for that. He said, these healthy fish, the sharks aren't interested in. So I'm really glad, actually. He said to me, that the shark is actually cleaning out the system in the sea, actually. All the diseased fishes are actually eating out the shark. When I came up to my tuna, I made a whole thing out of it. I was really excited how the British are making it. A while ago, someone came to me with an interesting sign on sharks. Very similar to this, actually. That's what I want to speak about now. He said, I don't know much about aquarium. I must say, I'm not very well versed in aquarium, but he's had something called a cleaner fish. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows what that is. A cleaner fish?
Yeah.
Awesome, really glad. It eats all the rubbish. One was unfortunate, that cleaner fish must have eaten something wrong. And it was in a position in the aquarium which wasn't doing very well. It was in the middle of dying. It's a ghost. Well, I'm in the process of not making it. So you want to know, can you take it out and save the other fish?
On shovels.
Well, Sunday's no problem. What he said to me was, interestingly, what happens is that I said this killer fish, as it's lying there, it's polluting the water. It's mummish polluting the water, as it is. The things are coming out of it, it's no good. If you leave the fish inside there, he was worried about, I have some roux, actually, had a very big aquarium, actually, with a lot of good fish inside there. Which the mice is very worried about, of the other fish being destroyed, being killed. And some of the kind of business. And each time, I'm waiting to listen to it, not the time, but after I'm waiting to listen to it, to find out what you're allowed to do. So, first of all, I don't know why this is correct, what I'm saying, but the mice is brought down, fish in a bowl or an aquarium are considered nits already. I must say, I don't know why, you try catching a fish around those fish, you don't catch it.
Even with a
net's hard, I'll say. I don't know why it's called really trapped. I don't understand why it's called trapped. The mice are possibly going to take on that fish inside an aquarium or inside a fish bowl is considered trapped. Because they can catch it in one swoop. If you run after a deer inside a little pen, you have to catch it, you corner it. If you try catching a fish in a fishbowl, and it slips out of your hands as much as possible. Even when they're dead, it's hard to catch. I'm saying they're very, very slippery, very, very hard. I don't understand why. The mice
catch a fish with their hands.
What?
Another catch a fish with their hands.
Yeah, so maybe you say you've got a bowl in, maybe you've got a neck or something in. Yeah, so it's really, because the mice are possible, it's considered a trap. It's considered a trap. The problem is, my friends, that a fish is a moxa. It's no different than any other animal in what you call it. So we asked it only last week. The chayr is a big kasha. Why is any animal moxa? Because it's not worse than a stone. A person takes a stone and he decides, I want to designate this stone to play with every week. I want to play catch with this stone. I want to throw it to my friend and catch it. If you're miyach the stone, it's not then a moxa. So it's finished, it's a moxa. So why? What?
Let's
store
our
plumbers,
all
servers. We have yeah. Okay, so the shayla is, why is the fish worse than this stone? That's a big kasha. And the fish is meant to be, you're meant to enjoy it, it's meant to be an enjoyment, it's play with it, whatever, why should it be mutter? The mice, many, many postulates, general concerns of postulates, that all pets are mutter on Shabbos. And we said the reason why, it's osu, is the marach is a rus, is a loy piluk. Since many animals are mutter on Shabbos, you mustn't ride with them, you mustn't lean on them, you mustn't do with them, therefore Chazal made an overriding gezeira on all sorts of pets, that all pets are mutter. And therefore, even though you designated it for you've got a little hamster in your garden, you're not sure what you're playing with, you're miyachad to play with. Even so, that animal remains moksa. I say, I haven't got a hetzer. If anyone knows what a hetzer is, I have to stroke it on Shabbos. Yeah. Any hetzer to stroke it on Shabbos? I don't know.
You feed
it
on Shabbos.
Yeah,
allows you. You can't
stroke it on Shabbos. Like you've got a cat, you've got to stroke it. You can't stroke it. You put food in front of it. He's got a mitzvah to give it to you, he's got a mitzvah to give it. But you can't touch it, you can't stroke it, that's a problem. So the mosh will take this fish out, the chayr, should be a problem. Imagine you've got this fish over here which is not doing very well in the bowl. And you want to take another cup and scoop out this fish. There's no seder, could be there's no seder, because the fish is already caught. It's not called, it's already called mitzvah. But now, to put a cup of water, a cup in, and scoop out the fish with the water, the whole mixed bed of those mortar.
Well, I'm looking at a fly from a cup.
Fly water. That's a good shot. That's called moru. But Basis moru, we look at it as those bottles of water. We don't give it any kashivas at all. Yeah. It's like someone's got a piece of fish. Like someone's got a piece of fish in his mouth, it's got a bone in it. Can you pull the bone out with his fingers?
Yes.
So big question here. Many possums say allowed to. I want to mokta. Tells us that while it's mixed with the fish, it's got no hashivas. We don't know if it was a mokta.
Why the
soup
is a problem?
It's not for a mokta. It's a problem of boiler maybe, but it's not a problem of mokta. I mean, you ask, yeah?
Why is it not mokta?
I'm saying, that's called morum, I think. It's called morum.
It's not an adult and actually fly. You're just taking
you take out the thing with it, so.
Yeah, you're taking water.
But there, in the fish pond, all the water is mashamps the fish. The whole aquarium becomes one big mux item. The whole item becomes mux, the whole fish becomes mux there. So the chayra, that is the problem. Now, to take water, take a scoop out of, to scoop out the fish with the thing, is a problem. I'm also not sure about boira. Boira patch is not a problem over here because it's a big item. Yeah, a big item mixed in something. A fly in a soup, that's called a small thing, that's a problem with boira. You must take a fly by itself. A fish, normally, generally, even the goldfish, the mice, is quite big. Depends on size. But the mice, are generally speaking, I think, you can't call fish inside water a problem of boira. There's no problem of boira. The only problem over here seems to be a problem of mussel. So the hoe, you're stuck. No?
If you use a net, is it worse?
You still take whatever you do. It's not more than a problem of boira.
Usually
it's not mixed.
What?
Why
don't we tilt the fish bowl?
Usually
it's on the top.
The whole bowl is moxa. That's what the whole fish bowl is moxa. Uh-huh. Because the whole fish bowl is serving as a bosses to the water and the fish.
Yeah.
So the whole fish bowl is the problem. So the mice, that's the interesting thing. Can you move moxa kabakayat? Can you move moxa with a shimmer? So you might see moxa with a shimmer is allowed to be done according to many possum. Not ideal, right? So you're allowed to move muksa very often with a shimmer. So you have to move the bowl. You can move it, but it's not very easy to do. What could be a hetzer over here? Matt, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about, let's see if we can find it. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about Tsar Balechayim. If an animal is in distress, Are you allowed to move an animal that's in distress? Yeah, so one of the things actually, what's the head to one of them? One day I think to milk.
Well,
one of the head to one of milking a cow on Shabbos actually because of Tabak Time. Shabbos, what you're doing there. And I said, there, you just put what you're doing, you're touching the other, the moxa. But that, yeah, that caution, that's something that's more than Tabak Time, it can be very dangerous actually for the animal. It can be very dangerous. Overburdened with milk can be dangerous, really. Right, that's Tzav HaLechaim. Normally, I must say, the Mishnah, let's just find this, actually, into a lot of it. The halacha is, one's in Shin Hei Sikritas, that might be your halacha, actually. Shin Hei Sikritas. It says over here, Shin Hei Sikritas. No, it's right, Behem Shinov Lama Samayim, the Behem which fell into a pool of water. In a Mayim Amukim, they cut any yochel of hands and you can't help it out, so you can bring cushions and things to help it. Mishnah Berurah says over here, to the bottom over here, Chol Balechayim HaMukse, Avgad Tzav Balechayim Ike Issa, you mustn't touch the animal because it's Mukse. Mishnah Berurah says, I'm Eli Rama, Shehem Yet Poskim Shemakim Lapa Alois of your time. Some Poskim are lenient to actually touch an animal, which is Mukse, in Yesha they come to us. If it can't be done with any other way, that means the ideal way is to put cushions down. I mean, what happened was that the animal slipped and fell into a pool of water, and it can't get up. It's a problem getting up. So in Shulnar's case, the best thing to do, says Shulnar, is to put, let's say, pillows over there, and then the animal will be able to put its foot on the pillow and climb up. Even though it's Mabatul Kedim Eichomer, because now you're going to make them useless, you can't use those crocuses on Shabbos, that is Mutter along with Tzav HaLechaim. What about, says the Mishnah, touching the actual animal itself to give it a shove to be able to push it out or to heave out? That is not so poshut. That is not so poshut. Whether for Tzav HaLechaim you'll have to move Mukse. The Maaseh, the bottom line is that the Mishnah seems to make our craw, Tzav HaLechaim plus a hefsek merubah plus a substantial loss is Mutter. So in this case over here with a fish, if it would cause a substantial loss, then what? For the other fish. It's Tzav HaLechaim. Why not? Yeah, there's actually an interesting shout. I thought, I wonder what someone would shout about Tzav HaLechaim fish. Yeah, there's an interesting rhyme about Tzav HaLechaim. The Maaseh, the vine will be taken on the Tzav HaLechaim my fish. So the water gets polluted, it's going to cause distress in our fish. So the chayr then would have a heter to take this fish out because of Tzav HaLechaim from Mokom Heter. Who I think one can get a non-Jew? One can ask a non-Jew to take out, that's also Mutter. A Mokom Sow or a Mokom Heter, wherever that's allowed for a fish to go out. Who I think if a fish jumps out of water, let's say? Let's say a fish jumps out of water.
Well, like killing the fish, but that's still alive.
What?
You're taking out the ill fish.
Oh, leave it in water, you mustn't kill it. You have to take out water with it, right? You can't take out the fish by itself, yeah. It's right, from a shirt. You mustn't kill the fish. But what you can do is you can take out the fish in the water, put it somewhere else, another bowl. I was actually once somewhere eating Friday night, actually, and they came to it with the shack, and obviously had the goldfish in a bowl, and some of them were dying, and they wanted to know if they could take out another fish. So they're goldfish, I don't know, you haven't really got a hefsek merubah by goldfish there, you can win them in the fair for £1 or so, you know what I mean? It's not really a hefsek merubah. So I don't know, I can't remember what I said to them, but it's an interesting question actually there. This is talking about an aquarium where you've got nice fish there. So that's much worse. So when you've got an aquarium, you're worried about nice fish there, so you've got a hefsek merubah plus hefsek merubah, then one can be lenient and take the fish out. Who I think the possum say, if a fish jumped out of the water, to put it back in again is mutter. So that's Tzav HaLechaim for the fish itself. That's much as Tzav HaLechaim has, and there'll be distress being out of the water, and needs to go back in water. So you can actually take the fish and put it back in here. There's no safety, obviously, because the animal's not doing anything. But to take the fish and put it back into the water is Mukse. Mukse is Tzav HaLechaim, but Mukse is Tzav HaLechaim. Where there's a distress for the animal, and it's a hefsek. That's the rule, ones that have to be lenient. I'm saying a goldfish, I don't know what's going on with my goldfish, right? A goldfish is where you can't justify this.
One of the
questions
is not
Hefsek
merubah.
That's an expensive one. Yeah.
All right,
stop there.